Oh, hello. Hi there, everybody. It's me, Owen. Your friendly neighborhood bear. Today, the thing that always happens to me when I title my stream so early is usually what I'm going to talk about changes a bit. The God of the Canaanites, Giants, and the Sneakiest Sneak of All Time award goes to... Well, we're definitely going to get to the Sneakiest Sneak and maybe Giants, God of the Canaanites. I was looking at what Baal means and El and what these desert people prayed to as a god of water. And it's an interesting tie-in to all the references of water to money, currency, all that stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. Maybe a little bit. I might have to change the title. But I have more stuff to talk about. That's what happens when I title it a few hours ahead of time. Hi, everybody. Yeah, Vox Day's stream today was quite funny. It was called Why I Have to Disavow Owen Benjamin. And, of course, it was just thousands of gamma sneaks in there being like, oh, my God, this is great. People were emailing me before they even started watching it like, you're so pathetic. Your last friend has finally stabbed you in the neck. And then you watch it. It's obviously all a joke. And so there's probably going to be a lot of gammas in here tonight because they feel humiliated. And instead of just realizing it's funny, they're going to get angry. But that's fine. They're exhausting. A lot of it is genetic, I've realized. Some of these people just can't. And I was winding up the chat a little by being like, Dark Lord, more like Cringe Lord. I'm gonna report this for hate, because the whole joke was that I attacked the boomers and the boomers are a protected class, and I said the H word. Of course, the H word being hoodly daddle. It was just quite funny. If you have a sense of humor, if you are a pathological gamma male, it was joyously, you know, you were rejoicing with a salivating mouth. Then you felt an incredible crash, which led you to anger and then rage. And we all just have to deal with it. So just to get you guys going, there's already over 1,000 people here. Awesome. You had him laughing. Oh, dude. Vox is naturally quite funny. When he says he's not funny, I laugh, which is a paradox, because that means he's funny. Paradoxes are quite interesting to me. And by the way, when people are like, you turned on all your friends, name one that I was wrong about. That doesn't matter. What matters, it's like Ben Shapiro today. We'll get to him. He's revealed himself as a full-blown Bolshevik. So when I turned on a guy I met twice, I've talked to him twice in person, I'm not a backstabber. I don't turn on my people. I'm very, very much in the hierarchy and very loyal. But when someone is a rat, Vox was objectively funny. Yeah, because when he sees the algorithms of comedy, he's quite effective. So let's just start things out with a little inspiration, shall we? I'll open some bear mail, yada, yada. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Subscribe to this channel, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminLive. Hit the alert button. This is just for the live streams. I still have a BitChute channel, right? Because you guys can watch my... episodes on BitChute, I believe. Someone must be putting them on BitChute, right? Vox Day, much love. You're hilarious. Owen Benjamin is, you're right. You're hilarious. Yeah, he's insanely funny. All right. What was I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So people that don't understand. Okay. The reason I get so frustrated when people are like, oh my God, 5G is coming. They're going to take my guns. They're zapping my balls. While everyone was crying, this is what my year looked like, okay? This is what, I built that chicken coop badly. And as you can see, I'm framing the fence, okay? So me and my son built and it was cold, and that's what it looks like now. All right, so it went from ridiculously about things that aren't a real threat. We're just building the future. Just build, build, build. And so when everybody is like, the world is ending, it's like, I'll show you some more stuff. Okay, so, there was no fence there, by the way. This is just a work in progress. As you can see, the raised garden beds are there. Now you can see me and Wally, you know, working on filling it with dirt. And this is today. So again, we'll go through this again. It was barren. And by the way, that fence wasn't even there. This is an after picture already of me working on the fence. For those of you that know what Ursa Manor looks like now, there's now a giant iron gate and everything. We all did it by hand. Just build. Well, people are like, in this era, it was Ocasio-Cortez was going to ruin the world. Or was it, who was going to ruin the world while this was happening? It's like, oh my God, Russia collusion, Russia, just build. So we just shovel shit, literal shit, for hours and hours, days and days, weeks and weeks. And now we have a self-sustaining full-blown farm. So we go from that to, let me see, I don't have it on here or not, but we fully are sustainable from our land. And so when I keep telling people, now everybody's like, the red flag laws, they're going to come and take my shit. I can't get out of bed. It's like, while you're doing that, other people are building. And then when this newest problem goes away, which it always does, it's like you are just missing your time. Your time is ticking. A lot of work, guys. That's nothing. I'm not even showing you the duck area that I dug a pond with a shovel, or the alpaca barn, or the goat barn, or like, this was all woods. This wasn't even manicured at all. Like, everything behind me, there was no fruit trees here. There was nothing. And this is in under a year. In under a year, we did all that. So it's like, that's the reason I get frustrated with people with that stuff is because I have a right to. I don't see how the real threat to our civilization isn't what you're watching on CNN. It's you. It's the fact that you are watching CNN and not building. You know, I was thinking about the God of the Canaanites, you know, like what makes a group of people so wacky? And it's these desert people. What's the biggest threat to desert? It's thirst, drought. So they started praying to the God of water, which is like Baal and El. And like they become tyrannical and they were sacrificing their own children to make it rain. You know, just that thirst that comes from a lack of preparedness. Like, that's the difference between logos and thirst. Logos is like, if you wake up every morning and you think, okay, I have a job to do. You don't get thirsty. You know, when you look at Cain and Abel and you look at the sacrifices for God and you look at like who prepared, who tried, who actually sacrificed, who was just half-assing it, you understand that you'll end up with two groups of people. One group of people is just fine, and the other group of people is a mess all the time, and they bring chaos everywhere they go. And it's like, Canaanites were giants. Well, yeah, that's another thing I was getting into. I wasn't going to talk about Canaanite giants, but, you know, I was getting really deep into the Nephilim stuff today. But I'm not even going to talk about it today. I have a different vibe. It's interesting. Like I put up this title like 3 hours ago, and I always already want to talk completely about other stuff. Big Bear is back. Oh yeah, Big Bear never goes anywhere. I just work. Again, I'll just recap the. And I don't mean to sound like I'm yelling at you guys. It's like I'm very happy. I'm rejoicing in the year, and I know a lot of you guys work your ass off too, and it's. I don't have to tell you any of this stuff, but the amount of complaining and people are like, well, I don't have enough land. All of this was accomplished in under 2 acres. I have more than 2 acres, but the amount of, I figured it out. The amount of land I use for food production, both animal and crop, is 2 total acres. I can feed a family of four dogs. It's like, and a lot of our neighbors can eat with us. Again, so that's how it started. Just a caving in. You know, we put together that little kid's toy house. That's now the duck house. And then me and Wally went to work. And went to work. And went to work. And now it's that. Okay. You can see, like, I built those raised bed garden beds, as you can see. And all the fence. And then shoveling and filling. Do you understand how much it takes? The farmers in here will know, or the homesteaders will know, how much dirt is required to fill that many raised garden beds is unbelievable. Like, you can't, it's tough to put it into words. The amount of, like, hundreds and hundreds of wheelbarrows full. And then 30,000 pounds of stone. And, you know, like, this is how my land looked when I got it. There's no fence, no gate, no crops, nothing. And that's after I'd cut the lawn a lot. That's after I'd taken down all the ferns and the weeds and everything. That's after a lot of work on it. I'll show you today. This is my family today. As we enjoyed some blackberries. Blackberries for everybody. It's like you can make your own thing. I just don't get it. It's like everybody's waiting to have the government help them, and then they complain about the government nonstop. When it's just like, sounds like bobcat work. I did it all with a shovel. Every single post I did with a fence, I used a manual post hole digger. Part of it is my own penance. Like, I accept my manual labor every day because it's part of my penance. It's part of burning off the spiritual dead wood of my first 35 years of life. So it's like, I, you know, there's a lot of easier ways to do it. I could have gotten one of those mechanized diggers that just went, no, I did it until my hands bleed, because that's my rosary, you know? And it's beautiful. It's my prayer. It's like sometimes, like, manual labor, toiling in the field is your prayer. And it's like, what comes from it is unimaginable bounty. Like, it's just, it's unimaginable what comes from your prayer. And your prayer, you can pray with your physical body and not utter one word. You know, like, this is pure happiness. Like, every board behind them, every screw, every post, every pound of cement was over months and months and months of just me in my own head praying with my sweat. And it's like, so when I flip out on people sometimes where it's like, stop bitching, do something. It's just like unreal. Yeah, they're coming to get us. When I hear someone say they're coming to get us, or when I hear someone say, why won't you address blah, 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 all I hear is someone saying, I haven't worked today. I haven't worked. I have too much energy in my mind. I haven't properly prayed. I haven't properly knelt for God. You know? And a lot of people are repelled by the God talk and the Jesus Christ talk because of their churchianity as they grew up, myself included. I used to feel very uncomfortable even saying Jesus Christ because of the bitter hypocrites I knew running churches that were absolutely not Christian, looking back. Get past that. That's child talk. You know, life is revealing itself as a fight between good and evil at this point. And if you don't see it, and if you don't realize that there is a source of good and a source of the lie, you can call it what you want, but it's God the Father of Christ. And that's it. All right. So now let's look at some funny stuff. All right. So what do we got here? The award for the sneakiest sneak of all time. Because we know sneaks, right? There's sneaks. And then there's sneaky sneaks. And then there's the sneakiest sneaks. Oh, real quick. On unbearablesmerchandise.com, we have new aprons and new hoodies. My neighbor Ryan wanted me to remind you of that, because all proceeds, of course, do go to me and Ryan. It's a lot like Bono's charity, except it's actually going to good people who need it. Me and Ryan. All right. You know, 99% of Bono's charity went to him and his 3-foot-tall ass. Okay, so there's sneaks in this world. And then there's super sneaks. And then there's super duper sneaks. And I've seen a lot of sneaks in my life. A lot. The sneakiest sneak I've ever seen, award. And this is a coveted award. There's a lot of sneaks looking for this award. And it goes to, drum roll please. And this has all been verified. Ask Captain Cutler. We've all done the research. This is real. Boom. Jacek Hugo Bader was a leader of Black Lives Matter Poland, which didn't take off because there's less than 1% of Poland is in fact black. Until it was discovered that he is actually a Jewish, white was there, but it's been effectively crossed off for good reason. He was actually a Jewish man working for a local Marxist newspaper. So the award of the sneakiest sneak of all time goes to some high-level sneakery. And the runner-up of the sneakiest sneak of all time goes to, drumroll please, Ben Shapiro, who tweeted today, "Red flag laws are a good idea, but they also rely on a measure of public trust and assumption of good faith by your neighbors. Oh, lack of that trust and good faith is being demonstrated daily. Oh." Okay, first off, the red flag laws means that any neighbor or family member you have can call the government and have you disarmed for any reason whatsoever. So I'm making a vow right now on the internet. Dear Ben Shapiro, if this law passes, I personally, with the help of 100,000 bears, will make sure that you are disarmed. We will go on a red flagging campaign because you are obviously in favor of this campaign. And we will gun grabble up your grabblers. The Bolshevik Ben Shapiro has, of course, revealed himself. Shapiro, for all the people saying, big back, I'm a baby boomer, damn it. You going F Shapiro, it's like he's a conservative. Stop punching right, big back. Don't you know not to eat your own? Like Crowley and Shapiro. Okay, what he's advocating for is what they advocated for in Ukraine and much of Russia, which is setting up a situation where neighbor against neighbor, brother against brother, stool pigeons in every gulag, ratting on each other until everyone is disarmed. It will not happen in America. It's impossible. Trust me on that. If you don't want to trust me, that's fine. You might not be doing enough manual labor, but this is impossible. There will be cases where this happens. Very, very vulnerable people. And it will be overturned in courts. There's states that have already passed legislation like Missouri where you're not allowed to pass legislation against guns. But here's the thing. Ben Shapiro is a full-blown leftist. If you can't see it, open your eyes. He's advocating for the disarmament of anybody who we are a part of, have advocated for the flooding of our country with third world people. We don't trust our neighbors. Well, I do personally because I've made a lot of great decisions in my life. But a lot of people don't trust their neighbors because they don't trust the Somalians that look real stabby. So Ben Shapiro, Judeo-Christian is a lie and you see it right there. Christianity says that we have a God-given right to defend ourselves. I personally see gun. I want automatic weapons back, obviously, but you have to understand the majority of people own guns for predators. They'll never give up their guns. I have to kill coyotes or my goats will die. I have to kill predators. If I'm working in my giant crevasse that's behind my house, there's a bear that lives down there, a real bear. I have to have a Glock 45 with me or it could kill me. So you have to understand that yes, the Second Amendment is an unalienable right. We have the right to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government, yada, yada, yada. No one's actually doing it. We have a tyrannical government. No one's doing anything. Fine. That argument's great. Whatever. A lot of people don't realize that most people buy guns not because they're going to do anything against the tyrannical government or else they already would have. I mean, it's been decades and decades and decades since our immigration all went to hell. And, but, you know, 1913, 1914, Federal Reserve, no one, it's, listen, I love the fairy tale too. I love it. But we have a right to defend ourselves. And that means if someone comes on our property, if an animal comes on our property, if something's trying to hurt that which is ours, and no one's going to give that up. No one, Ben. It's not happening. There's 50 million Americans that would die before anyone takes their guns. 50 million. It's an incomprehensible amount of people. There's 15 times more people that would never give up their guns than there are all the cops, all the Army, all the Marines, all the Air Force, all of it. And by the way, a lot of those guys are some of those guys. A lot of them. This is a fantasy. It's not even close. You have to understand, Russia, a lot of these countries had serfs. They had a tradition where a huge amount of the population was tied to the land by ownership. America is not that. This whole angle, this Bolshevik, small hat, obviously, it's so obvious I don't even have to say it anymore. This angle of trying to shame and sneak and use rhetoric and wizardry to disarm population does not work in America. It never will. I don't know how it works in Canada, frankly, because of the history of Canada. I think because so much of Canada's in cities huddled up next to America. But in America, it will not work. All it's doing is revealing the sneaks. We have our rights from God. The government gets our rights from us. And then the government gives rights to the corporation. They say we have a mental health problem in the United States. I'll tell you what it is. It's not a mental health problem in the United States. It's an atheism problem in the United States. Materialism and atheism leads to unimaginable depression, despair, and anxiety. The human being is not meant to think that we come from random chaos in an infinite void of darkness and that we should be satisfied by a Mazda Miata as Joe Rogan bends over for some anal. That isn't for us. When you live that life, you require pills to get out of bed in the morning. We don't have a mental health problem that can be solved with more atheism and more small hat therapy and pills and pharmaceuticals and opioids and beta blockers and all these pills and pills and pills. Our mental health problem comes from people who think they're their own God. Do as thou wilt becomes do as thou wilt. When you say, do as thou wilt, you can do whatever you want. Then it becomes do as thou art wilt, what we will you to do. You give up your entire ability of autonomy, sovereignty, thought, soul, pleasure, joy, love, all wiped. If you take that poison apple of atheism and materialism. That is our mental health problem. And no one in the media is talking about it because they're all a bunch of Bolshevik atheist materialists. And they're trying to bring in another living hell on earth like they have 109 other times. And until it's addressed, it can't be fixed. You become controlled. Killing it, BB. Yes, I thought a lot about Aleister Crowley and about the word tricks and about the contract law of evil. It's always gamma. It's always Faust. It's always like what you ask for, you get. Do as thou wilt. Sounds like do as you please, but it ends up being do as you are willed by another force. And that force has got some horns. Do as thou wilt is a trick. It means two different things depending on where you enunciate in the sentence. Our mental health problem in America descends 100% from not praying to truth, from not knowing that there is hope in this despair machine. My mother has gone to she's gone to church like four times in a week. My mom. My dad's insanity has been a blessing. Like my mom was telling me about the beauty of Joseph today. My mom's always been in logo. She's always pursued truth. She was affected deeply by churchianity growing up, a bunch of Satanists. My mom has recently started talking to me again about Jesus and Joseph. That came because my father is a mess. That's how God works. When God gives you evil because of some appetite of some idiot, it brings back good in others. Like, my mom has always been a seeker, always been a truth teller, never once stepped out of that. But she was not, she would not call herself Christian because of the horror she witnessed growing up in a lot of churches. We bounced around to churches. I was baptized. She tried to make it work. She didn't like the lies. Oswego, New York is run, our churches were run by a bunch of psychopaths. Okay? She was writing me emails today about the beauty of Mass that she's been going to, about the role of Joseph and how Joseph hasn't been getting enough credit, because that's how my mom talks. Like, it's beautiful. You know, because I wrote to her. She was like, how have you dealt with some of these psychopaths? Because she knows that some of the people that I've had to deal with, and she's now having to deal with my father, who's not like a violent psychopath. He's never taken pleasure in the hurting of others, but he's just gone mentally. He's a thief. He's a sodomite. And I was like, the love and promise of Jesus Christ. You know, the world can become a despair machine, and with the word, it isn't. And she's always had the light. My mom's never lost her soul or the light. That's why when people sometimes are like, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? And phrased it exactly like that. It's like, pump the brakes a little, dude. We've had a lot of false Christian leaders for a long, long time. There's two types of people. There's children of the lies, Jesse Peterson said, and then there's seekers of the truth. My mom has always been a seeker of the truth. My mom thought Christianity was twisted for a long time, and she should, because it was then. You know, she used to have people tell her that the root of all evil was women. They didn't tell her the reality that it was God, man, woman, child, God, man, woman, child, that the hierarchy is really a circle, that God protects man, who protects woman, who protects child, who energizes God. You know, you see God in the child. God loves children. And so God protects man when man follows natural law. Man protects woman when woman follows natural law. Woman protects child when child protects man, natural law. And it just keeps going. And I was like, in that, the woman is the most protected of any system. There's no abuse there. The abuse is in the age of reason. The abuse is in the people that think they can outthink it. And before you know it, you're just getting Weinsteined on an Epstein Island. And it's like, there's two types of people in the world. There's people that are shown truth like that, and they go, yes. And then there's people that go, ah! You know, the cold heart or the lost heart benefits from mercy, from love, from patience. The wicked heart, it hurts them and they scream and they hate you for it. Like a Ben Shapiro, for example, is a wicked man. There's two types of people. There's people that have been shown the love of God, the God of truth, and they hate it. They want to be it. They want to take it down. And then there's people that haven't seen it, or what they've seen is a misrepresentation. They've seen a false flag. They've seen a monster in a collar. Those people require patience and love and mercy. The wicked don't. I was raised by a wicked man. I know wicked when I see it. They take advantage of it. They see it as weakness because they want to be it. So understand there's a difference between a lost heart, a cold heart, a searching heart, a calloused heart. Those are all doable. The wicked heart is not. The wicked heart of Ben Shapiro is not. You don't need it. And by the way, vengeance is the Lord's only. You don't get to hurt Ben Shapiro. You just don't get to help him. Ben Shapiro gets no help from me. He gets no mercy from me. When he's truly outed, I do not stand up for him. But you can't hurt him. Vengeance is the Lord's only. I'm doing a little bit of preaching tonight. I can't help myself. It's been a big day. How are you guys doing? There's 2,176 people here on my backup channel. Ooh, YouTube. But subscribe to unauthorized.tv, Owen Benjamin Highlights, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave on YouTube, Owen Benjamin Bits, Owen Benjamin Clips, all those places will have clips ready to go. They haven't been struck or anything. It's all good. Good preach. Thanks, Westside Bear. Westside Bear's a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a religious figure at all, but it's true what I was just saying. And people need to hear it. Pray for Shapiro? Yeah, I guess you pray for Shapiro, but mercy is not welcome by these people. I'm telling you. I mean, I get it. Pray for Shapiro. It's like, don't hate Shapiro. I don't know how to put it into words. I do understand it, though. Like, he's in hell, and he's going to hell. He knows the truth, and look at this. Let's just show you one more time. Okay, Ben Shapiro claims to be a right-wing conservative American. He's advocating for a law that will allow neighbors to get neighbors' guns confiscated. And then he blames the fact it won't work on us, that we don't have enough trust, because some of his cohorts and colleagues have flooded America with third world migrants. Okay? He's a liar. He's a vicious liar. And he does it so he can sell sheets made out of pubes and tears. They will be their own downfall. Yes, Bedrosian, you have to let them do it. Don't take the ticket. God hates when people take his kills. That's why if you take the ticket and you start hurting these people, you will be hurt badly for it. God judges that horribly. Historically, fact, it's just a fact. Vengeance is his. If he's tracking a deer for a long time and you just kill the deer, he's fucking mad. At you, not the deer. All right. And dude, this comes from a guy who has been told over and over and over and over again by every single platform that I advocate violence against demographics. I never, ever have. In fact, my message is the message of peace, literally. But it's not pussy peace. It's not cuck peace. It just is, you don't have the right to hurt a demographic of human beings. But God does, and he will, because they do it to themselves. Read Proverbs. All right. Pray that he doesn't get to hurt any more people. I mean, the best way that he doesn't hurt people is you show the monsters. And guys, it's unbelievable how dangerous a guy like that. And by the way, look at the reaction. 1,751 responses, 1,000 retweets. You know what that means? That means a lot of people didn't like it that follow him. And so, and bear in mind, most people that don't like it have already been kicked off Twitter. So that's already within his own, like, groomed little ivory tower. People still hate it. No one's for this. And it's not working like it did in Russia or Ukraine or Cambodia. You know, it's not working because in America, they showed their hand. People are acting so scared. And I'm like, guys, this is amazing. Shapiro just revealed that he's not the number one conservative podcast. Wah, wah. 7,000 likes, though. Captain Cutler, I'm going to introduce you to a little something called bots. And there's a lot of the people that liked it are people that work for, you know, Change Black People USA or whatever, Hope and Change USA, whatever that Charlie Kirk cokehead guy, you know, Sniffles McCharlie Kirk, whatever he works for, like, all those guys are like, yes, Shapiro, yeah, we should confiscate their guns, but we're not because it's their fault because they don't trust their neighbors. They're not real. I hang out with real people all the time. Nobody is for this. I know a couple people for Iran only because they have like children in the military and they kind of have to, but no one's really for it. No, like literally no one. I hang out with a variety of people and I know them very well. Don't get your views of the American public from Facebook. The algorithms are lying to you. It's literally, I'm using literally accurately. It's a hall of mirrors where they will figure out exactly what you are scared of. And they will show it to you over and over and over again. Pray that Ben Shapiro doesn't drown during baptism. he could be saved. I just highly doubt it. Because he's getting worse and worse and worse. He's not making a mistake. He's advocating. And there's young people that do follow him. But they're getting outed. Social media makes you less social. Right. Banks lose your money, schools destroy your mind, You know, it's all the it's upside down world. The beast is upside down. I like these night streams, BB. Me too, Foxbox 923. If you believe in a better good, no matter the religion, I don't know what that means. He's a diehard Bolshevik. 100% leftist communist Bolshevik. They're doing military strategy. They're just flanking two different sides of the same thing. You got sodomy small hats and war small hats. I don't say the J word anymore because it's offensive. Think about how humiliating it is that I won't even say the J word because it's now vulgar. That's one of the things that Vox is almost joking about, that boomer is a protected class, so that would be B word. And you can't say hoodly daddle. It's disgusting. Jordan Peterson outed himself pretty hard this week. What a freak. Yeah, but he did it a long time ago. Captain Cutler, it's just a shame that Next Level after Ben Shapiro is white identity. People have to get through the trap next. It's not white identity. It's just the people that want their country to have some sort of homogeny. It's not supremacy. White supremacy doesn't mean anything. I was thinking about like my family's ethnic mix and how much it tells the story of America. You know, we're part British, you know, settlers 1710. We're part Irish. We're part American native on Amy's side. She's part Norwegian. I'm part German. She's part English. I'm part, you know, it's almost like you can see America over the centuries in our children's lineage. It's fascinating. But it's like America's weird. It has to have homogeneity. We aren't the whore of the world. It's not like you can't just keep flooding us with people that don't, you can't buy American citizenship. It's interesting. Holy moly, what a beautiful night there. And yeah, no, it's great. I think the small hats are panicked. They've been panicked since someone bit their dick off. They're never not panicked, guys. Okay. So this is the biggest sneak award of all time. It goes to Jacek Hugo Bader, founder and leader of Black Lives Matter Poland. Turns out it was a small hat in blackface working for a Marxist newspaper. He now works for the Daily Wire. Okay. So Newsweek just reported I'm not supposed to say the word, J word, our smartest race in the world and superhumans, Israeli lawmaker claims. Okay, so I was a little curious. I want to see one of these superhumans in action. So I found this classic video of a guy. He's a notable musician. He's open for Miles Davis, as he claims. Let's see just how special these guys are genetically, because as Newsweek claims, they're genetically special. This is a classic Jew.
Stop. No. You go. Get the fuck out.
Whoa, he's trying to hit this young man. Look at my pack.
Get up.
Duh. That's genetically superior, small hat. Look at this guy. This guy's all. Look at him.
Go to a studio and rehearse. You suck. You're no talent, piece of shit. Get out. How dare you come down here and do this? You're a disgrace. You suck. Who the hell do you think you are?
All right, so let's Let's rewatch this one more time. So Newsweek claims this, so let's take a look.
You're a piece of shit. You can't even play. You suck. I've been playing 41 years. You suck. No. You go. Get the fuck out.
Whoa.
Get the fuck out.
Whoa, man.
Get up.
So here's just a classic representation of the smartest, superior humans in the world.
Go to a studio and rehearse.
Oh.
You suck.
Oh.
You're no talent, piece of shit.
Whoa.
Get out.
That's his agent, by the way.
How dare you come down here and do this?
That's his agent. His name is Senior Grabbler.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Easy, buddy. Wow, that's a superior human right there.
Anybody know who you are? This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you?
I mean, wow.
You miserable, presumptuous, no...
That's the smartest, superior race in the world, according to an Israeli lawmaker. So, who is the guy that we just witnessed? Let's take a look. His name is, of course, Douglas Levison. And after that incident, he was outraged at the response. And he said, how dare you? That has been blown completely out of proportion. It's also phenomenal that people would presume to hack in and send replies in my name. All of you who did more or better than to serve an illusion will receive exactly what you deserve. Douglas Levison. More threats, more rage. Please note there have been not, nor will there be eyes be any comment from me to dignify or... He's a literal monster. He used to open for Bob Dylan, and he's probably the ugliest human I've ever seen in real life. Like, in real life, he's a 0 out of 10. Like, if a unfortunate woman or child woke up next to him after he predated them, they would just start vomiting uncontrollably. He's 100% some sort of pervert. Look at the guy. And according to Newsweek, this is the superior human. I don't know. I'm not going to make any claims because I don't want to violate any hate speech policies. I'm really not. I'll just let you guys come to your own conclusions. I usually, when I think of a superior human, I think reserved. You know, they're not violent to strangers. They are over 3 feet tall. They're not completely just waist, legs and waist. I don't think that they are as ugly as I can imagine a person being. Shameless and just demonic. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying anything. I'm just letting anyone... This is just my vague just thoughts. He's wicked smart. Why can't you see that? Right. I mean, he'll tell you that, and then he'll try and kill you, and then he'll make threats. And meanwhile, in the Benjamin compound, that's actual beauty. So, you know, there's that. They're deformed inside and out. I don't know what you mean by they, guys, but they typically wear these creepy little hats. Okay. Anyway. So, on a positive note, my son is 3, and he's already much better of a person than what we just witnessed, and he's very reliable and very, how do I put it? He was doing this himself this morning.
You're doing a good job, buddy.
Thanks.
What are you scrambling?
I'm going to have some iPhone here.
Very good. You're going to have some scrambled eggs this morning?
I'm very, very hungry.
Oh, good. I'm glad you have so many eggs to scramble.
And also, I need some water.
Okay, we'll get you some water, buddy.
I get milk and dummy.
That's right.
I'll be do that.
That's right.
What Mama and Dada say.
That's right, Dad. Eat breakfast before you have gummies in the morning.
That's okay.
That's right, buddy. Good boy.
So what happened was he wasn't finishing his food, so we stopped allowing him to have milk because he would fill up on goat milk and then not eat. So he was like, I'm very, very hungry. I'm going to eat so I can have my milk and a gummy. He's like, always do what Mama and Dada says. Meanwhile, so that's a 3-year-old. Let's check out the superior race according to Newsweek. One more time, just so we all know what, according to Newsweek, is a better race of people. By the way, this isn't a three-year-old. This is a grown man. An adult.
Hey, you suck. I've been playing 41 years. You suck. No! 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 You go. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Okay, so those are the people currently running our government and our social media and all of our media and all of our kids' schools. That's why we homeschool. And me and Vox Day have started our own media platform because they're literal demons. When I say they, I'm not saying who. I'm just saying those guys, like guys like that, you know. They keep referring to themselves as chosen. By who would be your next question? Who exactly chose them and for what? But my point is this, and I'll say it over and over again. I don't care if the media wants me to be the big bad mustache man who advocates violence. I never will be because I don't. And just like it's a tactic, just like if someone thinks that you're always cheating on them, and even though you're not, eventually you're just like, screw it, I'll cheat on this person. Not me. You can say whatever you want on me. The point I'm trying to make is never hit them, because I'll give you a play-by-play. I've done this before with the same guy. Look, right here, as this guy tries to flinch this guy out, he's raising his trumpet or his small hat purse to hit this man, and he's flinching him, right? Every person alive, their instinct would be, bam, just pop, blood, pop, right? If you do that, they will win again. The whole thing is to just not connect. And we are facing this goblin problem right now, this horrible goblin epidemic in America. You know, speaking of goblin, here's another one. His name's Ben Shapiro. Why? Because we didn't keep with Christ. We took the ticket of atheism and materialism, and now we have to listen to them bitch and complain and threaten and shame and bite each other's dicks. It's insane. You guys want to see some shit? Want to see one of the hats explaining why? I know I sent it to myself. Richard Feynman. Oh, that's a good one. I gotta show you guys that Richard Feynman disproved NASA like way long ago. Should we watch that one? Richard Feynman took down NASA pretty hard. Because I like to show the good hats. Like Richard Feynman's a great hat. Yeah, second. I don't think I sent it to myself, but it's crazy. It's just this rab hat. I don't know how else to say it. Just being like, we must suck the blood from the penis because the suction, you can't use a straw. You must suck the penis. It's just, and if you criticize it, they call you anti-hat. And then they take your money and your house and you know, they point at you and they scream and they try and hit you with their trumpet. But it's fine. You know, it's just like a menstruating goat. They're just going to kick and kick and scream, but nothing happens. Just don't take the ticket. But anyway, here's a great hat disproving NASA way, way, way back in the day. It's so odd. Like the people that still think that we went to the moon. Okay, watch this. Back in these days, it was scientific knowledge that we didn't go to the moon. It's engineeringly impossible. They pushed the narrative so hard that people just gave up and they're like, fine, we went to the moon. Watch this. Hey, engineers, watch this. And just real quick, I'll accept apologies in a handwritten letter with a couple ounces of silver to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. For all of you engineers who over the years have been like, I used to be a fan until you start going against NASA. The engineering lines up. You're just too fucking stupid. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. I will forgive your attacks at me as long as you give me silver. Ounces of it. There we go. Here is Richard Feynman talking about NASA. It's only 1 minute. Enjoy.
Before the event, from information that was available and understanding that was fully appreciated everywhere, that this seal would become unsatisfactory at some temperature, and was there some sort of a suggestion of a temperature at which the SRB, I guess you call it, yes, shouldn't be run?
Yes, sir. There was a suggestion of that. To answer the first question, given the configuration that we were in, that the seal would function at that temperature. That was the final judgment.
But Commission Member Richard Feynman, after examining the O-ring, had a surprise.
Well, I took the stuff that I got out of your seal, and I put it in ice water. And I discovered that when you put some pressure on it for a while and then undo it, it maintains, it doesn't stretch back, it stays the same dimension. In other words, for a few seconds at least, and more seconds than that, there's no resilience in this particular material when it's at a temperature of 32 degrees. I believe that has some significance for our problem.
All right, hang on. Let me just ban someone that just said this is edited. Doesn't even make any sense. Just the cold of 32 degrees would destroy the seals that NASA allegedly landed on the moon. Everyone knew it back then, and people were like, well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's all good. And someone said that my juice side is coming out with the silver thing. I was just, I was joking, but kind of serious. Always have loved me some Feynman lectures. Yeah, Feynman's a legit hat. This is incredible. Never seen this. All evidence points to the fact that not only has no one ever been to the moon, no one's ever been past low Earth orbit, and we don't even know what that means, and there isn't a space station. Owen is creating critical minds. Yes, yes. Thank you, Tranny Chaos. I'm pumped about this late night stream. Me too. We got 2,406 legends right here. All I need is 300. That was a space shuttle seal. Does not matter. Anyone who says that again, just will be banned. All right. YouTube won't let me rewind the stream. It does. It's fine. No one cares. What happened on the moon on Amazon? They eviscerate the record. All of it. It's all nonsense. All right. So what else we want to see? Now we're going to see something inspirational, and it's, again, my dog. Actually, no. You guys want to see... I forgot about this. This is the David Hogg song. So for the people that are going to come out and see me when I tour, be prepared for some real glory. I got kicked off Twitter permanently for making fun of David Hogg and his gun control nonsense. And so I responded with this.
All right. All right, so what we got here?
Gun control to David Hogg. Gun control to David Hogg. Drink your soy drink and put your rollerblades on. This is O&B to David Hogg. It looks like you don't have pews.
All right, so that's one version. That was from Vegas. And here's, so, because I said, if you don't have pubes, if you're not old enough to grow pubes, you can't tell grown men we can't have guns. And they said that I was a very, very bad man for saying that. So this is my response to the same thing in Salt Lake City, Utah. Let's see here. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. This is a different version of how I responded to the shame and the oh. Here we go. This is how I still felt about David Hogg. So when I tell you what the people really think, I know because I'm out there doing it, you know, and that's why they have tried to not allow me to tour, because I'm fucking awesome at it. It's insane, you know, and I'm watching Steven Buttfuck Crowder flying around on a private jet, having someone throw nickels at him as they're just pumping his ass. You know, it's like, I'm a real American. You know, Trump isn't racist. Changed my mind. You know what? Trump probably is racist. Not that racist even means anything, but I don't think he'd be super pumped to just get a bunch of fucking Somalians as neighbors. Who would? Just shut up, Crowder. You're a fag. And so I'm watching these people just fly around, just shilling and shilling. And it's like, just let me crush. Like, you all suck at it. You know, what the fuck is Ben Shapiro going to do on a stage? You know, it's insane. Like, the world really does hold you down if you have a message that's good, that helps people, that makes them feel good and happy. And like, they crush. Or, ah, they want division. Yeah, Prouder with Crowder, that fucking sodomite. So I'm definitely coming to Ohio and Indiana. One of the theaters, I think, seats like 1,600. So we got to sell that shit out, or else they're going to make fun of me. The Jews. I'm sorry. The J words. They're like, look at him. We took away his entire ability to promote himself. And now there's only 800 people at his show. Ugh. All right. I'm off the Trump train. I'm not. He said some fucked up shit recently. But you got to understand, Trump has been bought by some pretty nefarious people. But I don't think he wants to. And everybody at that level gets bought. So you just take it, what, you know, at that position, you're like, well, the other option was an actual witch, and he's just a guy who wants to crush, but he owes too much money to the hats. And that's just it. And like, and you don't know what he's doing. He says bullshit, and then he doesn't do anything. I'll drive 9 hours. That's my boy, Husker Bear. Anywhere in New England, please. Right now, it's just, for sure, it's Indiana, Ohio. And since we're going to Spain to see Vox and his family in October, I don't want to be gone super long. So I'm just going to do a couple dates. And we're going to just crush them. Just have a blast. You know, because they, red flag laws, involuntary confinement. What the fuck is that, wizardry? Yes, of course it's wizardry. We'll put it up soon. Tennessee show. We're trying to do it. You gotta, like, I have to get new types of insurance, and when I'm on people's private land and all, you know, it's crazy, but I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's. And I'll do the best I can. And when we know all the details, you'll be the first to know. Right now it's for sure Indiana and Ohio. And after that, I don't know, but, you know, you are starting to gain a slightly Canadian accent. No, I'm from right next to Canada. I've always had a slightly Canadian accent. Nebraska or Missouri. No, right now it's just that. I know that I want to go all over the place, but I will do more after. But that's just what I'm doing right now. Did Bellevue back out? Yes. They all, yes. And I don't, and I used to book it under, like, pseudonyms. And not telling him, I don't ever want to do that again. If the club or theater isn't completely on board, I'm not doing it anymore. It's like from day one, they got to be like, we're in. You know, my last tour, I would, you know, Amy would call and be like, just, yeah. Now we call and we say, watch live at Kelsey Theater, Google them. And if you still are in, let's do this. And there's people that are like fans of mine that own the theater, and then their board of directors says no because they're all run by LGBTQ. We just want to touch the kids. Ugh. And so I no longer do that anymore. I could do that still. I could do like, oh, we're doing a bake sale. Dude, it's so easy to just do this shit. And then you have them sign a thing that says they can't back out, and then I'm just there. And no one knows ahead of time where it is, so no one can call. That's what I did last time. I'm no longer doing that. I don't hide in the shadows. You do. Not you people. But like anybody that is like that should feel shame. That they allow like this Port Orchard venue. I was just about to pay him $3,500. Seats 800 would have been awesome. They said no after they looked me up and the board of directors and all that. They're having male Chippendale dancers there. It's like, listen. I'm not going to act like I should have shame. You fuckers should have shame for that. Shame on you, not me. And if I can only tour in people's fucking barns after I figure out this insurance situation, then that's it. I'm no longer dealing with these theaters that are like, if we knew it was you, we would have been a little more cautious. And then they see me in person and they're like, that was the best show I've ever seen. You saved my marriage. I pissed my jeans. And then they're like, a week later, they're like, we can't have you back because of hate. It's like, leave me the fuck alone. Port Orchard is as cucked as Seattle. No, it isn't, because there's a military base there. There's a lot of good people there. A lot of good people in Port Orchard. Anyway, I'm going to open some bear mail here in a second. Hide in the shadows is for grab wars. Exactly. No more. We will win. The truth always wins. These grabblers... You know, there's going to be legendary theater owners that just step up and they're like, enough. We want Owen Benjamin there. Bring it. Those five hats that call all day long, bring it. There's never protests. There's never Antifa. None of it. It's all an illusion. You know? And you'd be like, Idaho has cuck theaters because it's not the area. It's the theaters. There's a game plan. You know, read Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky and all this stuff. They've infiltrated every single theater on some level, like major ones. So non-major ones, there's still some cool ones. But it's like, there's the LGBT is worse than the hats. The sodomites are worse than the hats. They're on a board everywhere. And they're like, oh my God, I don't feel safe. I've Owen Benjamin here because he mocks sodomy. And everybody's like, well, I mean, we can't cut this guy or we'll all get AIDS. I have a venue in Kentucky, Owen Benjamin Lot. Well, yeah, but we gotta know. We've been working on this for weeks now. So, because, I mean, I got to have some time to sell tickets because we got to sell this bitch out. The culture war depends on it. Just saw Vox's stream today. What is going on? You know, he disavowed me. I make fun of baby boomers. All right, let's watch something very inspirational. If you ever feel like giving up, just remember, there's a great dog named George out there. Hang on, give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. There's a dog named George who never gave up. He never surrendered. We should do a song about that. All right, where's Georgie boy? Where's my big boy George? Man, these hats. That guy with the trumpet. That's normal. That's not even weird. They're like, how dare you? You are the, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family and bite their dicks off. You got to see the emails I get. Like, some of these hats will send me emails of like Holocaust images of all these like skeletal remains. And they're like, you deny? I'm like, God, you guys are legitimately sickos. Like, I don't know how else to tell you. It's like, it's, if you saw some of the emails I get, you'd be like, who are these people? It's like that guy on the street will just email me like images of Holocaust propaganda that's probably from a Spielberg movie. And he's just like, look at that. You did that. You did that to me personally. They think that it happened to them and they think that I did it. I'm not fucking joking, guys. They're some of the sickest people on the planet. And if you cuck to them, they will kill your kids. You personally, it's not society. There's a lot of people that cuck. It doesn't affect me because I'm not. But I'm just trying to give you guys advice. I've seen some real shit. They're not fun. This is, and right now, what I'm doing will be called an anti-Semitic tirade. It isn't. I was a World War II history major in college. I've been exiled in the entertainment business now for over 3 years because I was against cutting off the penis of a three-year-old child. Okay, I've seen some shit. These people are insane. Okay, there's no dealing with them. Avoid, avoid, avoid. How dare you? They've all, it's almost like they're all reliving trauma all the time. And someone will write me up for this right now. They'll write me up in like the Israel Times. Meanwhile, half of Israel's like based. The other half are a bunch of sodomites. It's a confusing time. That's why you got to put your feet on the ground like George the dog. Watch this. This is how you should live your life. Even if you miss the treat, you just keep going. George can't catch treats, but he will not stop. Almost, Georgie boy. Here he goes. He's gonna try again. Oh, almost, Georgie boy. He's gonna try again now. Here we go. Never give up. Never give up, George. Oh, so close, George. Never give up, buddy. Never give up, George. He did it. At the end, he did it. All right, let's open some bear mail. My computer's going to die, and I really want to open some bear mail. Juwan Benjamin. I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is from a bear or just from some asshole. Oh, sweet. Owen, greetings from the 45th parallel. Wanted to drop a note and express the appreciation for all you do. You make a difference. Enjoy an iced coffee or treat on me. Best, Mike. Thank you, Mike. That's for Amy. All right. It's for Matt. I have blood on my hands. Great. Somebody's going to call me anti-Semitic. Hey, Big Bear, I sent a letter a few weeks ago, but I never heard it read on stream, but I may have just missed it somehow, so apologize, geez, if I missed myself. I'm very determined to earn a spot unauthorized as a nerdy comedy writer who's been going down many rabbit holes for decades. It's as if it was a platform created for me. Well, it wasn't, but email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I'm a big promoter of donating, so normally I would send a Lowe's gift card to support your homesteading, but I wasn't sure if the last one made it to you. Also, I didn't want it to be seen as some sort of attempted bribe. No, you're not bribing me. Come on. It's a super chat. Feed the bear, not the beast. That's my new motto. Email me what you do. I appreciate it. I'm sure I read it. I have a ton of packages I haven't opened, but I don't miss letters. I try not to, at least. They get here. There's going to be a delay on a few of them, though. This is from Upchuck McDuckbear. I'll read this, but this is there's a whole like discussion. It's a whole different topic. I'll figure that one out. I only have 19% on my computer, and I have a bunch of boxes that I want to open. Why, thank you. That's quite generous of you. Dear Owen, thank you so much for your live streams. Your insights have been so helpful to me so many times. I'm jealous of the homesteading, but love to see that it can be done. Retirement plan? Death for me. I don't stop working. All right. Anyway, I'm a number walk-away radical who was raised in the most liberal part of Minneapolis, moved to Portland, and now live in Austin. I've made a few mistakes because of my idiotic environment, but I'm happy and healthy now. I wish all the liberals I know would wake up, but I've always been a little precocious. Hopefully they'll get it. You rock. Especially love what you say about men and women. It's obvious that we compliment each other. Thanks for being you. You can call me Chillax Bear. Welcome, Chillax Bear. Someone said they'll buy an extension cord. I got to figure out the extension situation because I really like long bear streams, obviously. Owen Rudd pilled me on small hats. It's not, you know, you still look at the individual, not the whole group, but, you know, there's a lot of trickery happening. There just is. It's a group of people that you have to watch out for because, you know, the anti-speech laws are all surrounding the hats. And now the boomers. But it's not that relevant right now. I think most despair and most problems are self-inflicted. I don't think it's small hat inflicted. I think small hats controlling the media are driving a lot of people crazy that can't detach from the media. It's kind of like blaming all your problems on a really like bad boyfriend, but just never breaking up with the boyfriend, you know? At this point, it's on you to stop watching CNN and Steven Spielberg movies. You know, I think so much despair is self-inflicted. The hats aren't doing it to you. All right. Hello, Big Bear. I've been with you since I heard you on Joe Rogan when he told you to run your tweets by him. Yeah, it's funny because he's so short. You can't even see my face. Back then, I was listening to Rogan, Jones, Crowder, and Peterson. Upon listening to you, I've realized how much shit they speak. Yeah, they're just total shit. When Joe the Toe would be interviewing someone he thought was funny, he would tell them to do their own podcast. I bet he regrets that now. Ha ha. Yeah, he told me to do my own podcast while I had a podcast. I realized that he didn't listen to my podcast. I bet he does now, though, don't you, Joe? You Joe the Toe, you little sodomy freak. I've recently been trying to tell my friend about what Darwin said about the Irish being subhuman and less than animals, but I'm having trouble finding it. Where can I get that info? Oh, it's the book called Descent of Man on the preferred species. It's all about it. It's like he says they're worse than the Negroid and worse than the animal. They are unfixable, the Irish. By the way, Darwinism is failing incredibly. Have you guys noticed that major scientific journals are now complete, like they're admitting that evolution's complete shit, that it doesn't make any sense? Got to give a lot of credit to Vox Day on that one. He really dismantled that shit. But I'm having trouble finding it. Where can I get the info? Just his books, Darwin's books. He says it. He brags about it. All these people brag about how awful they are. Joe got crowded by Alex, the Jones. That they're all wizards. They have broadly based a spell over us. Once you know about a spell, it doesn't work anymore. So, and then you see them for what they are, just a bunch of goblins. He said that because they're a Catholic. No, it's all about race. Darwin's about race. Darwin was a materialist atheist who claimed to be an Anglican. Read his books, guys. He didn't say that because they're Catholic. He said it because of their race. He thought that they were worse than gorillas. And people call themselves Darwinian that also call others racist. Irish or nationalist, at least. There's nothing wrong with Irish at all. I love the Irish. I have a deep respect and appreciation for the Irish. I'm part Irish. It's like the Irish crush. Dude, Logos is rising in Ireland right now. They know how they fucked up now. Now that they have abortion, it's really becoming quite clear. Charles Darwin had 10 children with his first cousin. Yes, and Charles himself was the product of incest. He might be a hat. He seems so much like a hat, it's insane. Can I be verified as... Yes, welcome. Can I be verified as Verified Bear? Yes, welcome, Verified Bear. That's quite clever of you. All right, thanks for what you're doing. Your Ursa Manor looks beautiful. God bless. Leo Bear, P.S. Great work doing unauthorized.tv. Yeah, I mean, that's... You got to give a lot of props to the VFM and the Legion, the Dark Legion, and Vox Day and all the guys. I just, I'm a good Bravo, man. I'm good at getting people to do shit, to get, to go, because I'm not lying, and they know it. But all the heavy lifting was done by Vox's guys, and Vox, his guys are loyal and just awesome. Yeah, the VFM are fucking legends. The Dread Ilk. His guys just don't fuck around because he's been in this game a lot longer than me. Being shamed by a lot of people for your obviously true thoughts. This is Heavenly Realms by Jonathan Goss. Thank you. I have so many books to catch up on. It's a little intimidating. What do we got here? We got a little boxy. We got a little boxy brown. Live in Anger, Die in Solitude. Wow. That's intense. Vox Day is awesome. He is an awesome guy. He doesn't like compliments, though, so I don't really tell him he's awesome. I think compliments make him uncomfortable because it's not efficient. Compliments are definitely not efficient, and so he sees it as weird. Okay, Ocean Creatures, this is all for the boys. I love it. I was telling Amy today, books for the kids, Bunny Pen Bench, love, Ajani. Thank you, Ajani. I got a letter here. Hello, Owen. I just want to reach out and thank you for what you're doing. You have restored my faith in men after much heartache. I'm a single mom, but not giving up. I've never killed a child or been a hoe. Actually, only been with one man, my kid's dad, in over a decade. I'm a school teacher, but refuse to set foot in schools now or my son, because of the horrors being pushed on our children. Mine is especially vulnerable as he is on the autistic spectrum. I think everybody is on some level though. Don't overthink that one. Great kid, very pure, strong boy. I homeschool him and sacrifice a lot to give him all I have to give and raise him in Jesus' teachings. Beautiful. It's really hard not having a strong man to guide and care for us though, and it's hard to get out when I'm with my boy 24/7. I'm not too worried about that, except I'd really love to have another child and move to the Pacific Northwest or somewhere not so freaking hot and homestead. I currently am living in Broward County, Florida, and while our neighborhood does have some logos, I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Yeah, it's definitely the Twilight Zone. I thought men like you did not even exist, and now I have hope. I love Amy and so happy to see you and your family living the dream. You are a very lucky man, and your family is beautiful. I pray for you all, and I'm grateful someone like you has the balls to stand up for truth, live in Logos, and spread the light of Christ. God bless you. I would love to give for your family, but I'm not positioned to do that. Don't worry. Never worry about that. If you write me a nice letter like this, that's all. It keeps me energized. I will instead keep the faith, keep staying home with my son no matter how hard, and work toward expanding family. My son is 10, and he is really tall. Had to add that since it's a bit of a joke on your streams. I'm quite sure he will exceed 6 feet by adulthood. Now I'm listening. Maybe too much information, but I wanted to add that my son is Bob Marley's grandson. The experience has been very eye-opening. Oh, that's why you're single mom. How celebrities can get caught up in very deceitful things. Just a bit of truth. Bob Marley was a Christian who baptized himself in the Orthodox Church prior to his death. His family blurred this, even hides it. In my opinion, because it makes more money to do so. Very sad. They also don't help my son, and it's sucky, but I feel it was maybe something we both needed to learn in order to strengthen our faith in Jesus and live the best life. Yeah, I mean, he's got some fucking strong genes. But, you know, sounds like, you know, his grandfather was a type of guy that doesn't seem to stick around. You know what I'm saying? Hope I meet a bear man like you someday. Yeah, how about not, like, you know, how about not the son of a black reggae guy? You know? All right. I put that in God's hands and feel grateful for our small family. I'm so happy I have my boy. You should be. He sounds like a legend. He sounds tall. All right. On another subject about single moms, I was shocked by the variety of people who pushed abortion on me when I became pregnant just because I was unmarried. I'm proud of you for not doing that, by the way. You're fucking awesome. Really, it was shocking. I always wanted him, though, and knew his name and felt his life inside me at 3 weeks. It's awful the lies they push on young women in society. The devil is real, but he can't have my family. God bless you. You're awesome. Much love to you. Bless your family, Aaron. P.S. I use Jedi Bear as my inspiration when I get down, and it always gives me strength. So can I be Jedi Bear? Thanks. Welcome, Jedi Bear. Strong jeans or strong fancy pants. That could be one of 1,000 offspring. I mean, the kid's going to be a legend. And when you say he's on the spectrum, you know, I played piano all day, every day, and didn't talk to anybody. They would have put me on so many fucking drugs if I had the wrong, you know, school and shit. What is this? This is something cool. This is something. Hi, Owen, more than any book, this has taught me about psychological warfare. I hope you enjoy this and inspires you to educate the bears. Enjoy your gift from Unbearified Down Under Bear. Let's take a look. Da-der. Very nicely wrapped, this book. I'm going to put on an iron shirt to chase the devil out of her. That woman sounds awesome. I bet her son's going to be an absolute legend. Shadow Man by Anthony Napoleon, PhD, an encyclopedia of mind control. Boom. That's going to be something I definitely read. You can't be mind controlled if you know the tactics. It requires a lack of knowledge. That's why I like to educate people on it. You know? So is that Vox stuff real? Did you even listen to the fucking stream, Michael? You want to get banned? Keep wasting our time. Okay, U.S. What is this? Let me read that. No. Oh, here's the tie-dye thing. Oh, yeah, the shirts my wife and kids were wearing today, my wife made. It's pretty cool. Oh, that's nice. Nice picture frame. Oh, sweet. Thank you. What is, oh, sweet. Oh, dude, this is such a good gift. I legitimately can use this. Let me read the note. It's a boombox. Hear that, coyote? That's why we have guns. Dude, this is awesome. I legitimately need a, I needed that because I have so many CDs I can't play. And as we know, the past is the future. Piano mix, Ave Maria, Lord's Prayer. Yeah, dude, this is great. Me and my wife always talk about that. The past is the future. Let's go back to CD players, baby. One second. Oh, why, thank you. Sleuther chat. Yeah, it says super chat. We should call them Sleuther chats. All right, this will be the last one. Hello, Mr. Benjamin. My name is William. I've been wanting to contact you since I discovered... Dude, I was going to name my son William, but then his name would be Will Smith. Discovered your channel one night, and we're also going to name Charlie Winston, because he literally does look like Winston Churchill. But then his name would be Winston Smith, which is the main character of 1984, and it's not a great character. I like the name Winston, though. I don't like Winston Churchill, though. He did not need to bomb Dresden. I've been wanting to contact you since I discovered your channel one night in the suggested videos while I was watching my Truther channels about 7 to 8 weeks ago and express my appreciation and enthusiasm for what you're doing. I always really enjoyed catching your appearances and comedy specials. I wondered where the hell you went. You, Norm Macdonald, and Stephen Wright are my top three favorite comedians of all time. A little about me. I'm a 51-year-old Caucasian Christian, married 25 years. Not an imposing figure. I was born 2.5 months premature at 2 pounds, 7 ounces, and mildly autistic. Is your grandfather Bob Marley? I'm just kidding. So I figure that's why I only made it to 5'11", 165 pounds. Born to boomer parents, both raging alcoholics, divorced when I was 5. Dad died when I was 12, but I never saw him much anyway. I was severely physically and emotionally abused by my mother as a child, beaten with fan belts or hangers to the point of passing out until I reached 11 to 12 years old and got brave and strong enough to where I could lash out and fight back. Wow, I didn't know I got a handwritten letter from Stephen Molyneux. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to do a joke because that's really intense. I've been on my own since I was 16. I'm proud to say I didn't cuck or turn crowder. Good for you. Yeah, people who have been through abuse don't cuck. They either cuck or, like, their whole life is a cuck, like Ben Shapiro. Someone fucked that kid up when he was a kid. So you either just become a total cuck or you never fucking cuck because you know it. Anyway, you have truly found your calling with reaching out to those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, what is going on in this world, especially the twisted gender confusion agenda being forced upon the children. And the reprehensible practice of trafficking, rape, and sacrifice of our most precious little ones. Yeah, people who've survived abuse, they can spot it and they know that they can't ever cuck because then you're done. You know, because you've gotten past monsters, you know. I truly enjoy how you view the world with childlike wonder and a grain of salty discernment. Even though you're obviously smart as shit, you were humble enough to say, I don't know, when you're unsure of something. That in itself speaks volumes about you, Owen. The fact that you've taken it upon yourself to slap the faces of the sleeping sheeple testifies that you honestly care enough to put yourself out there for their sake, fearlessly while wearing the full armor of God. After watching your streams, all I want to do is go trim my mustache, thumb my chest, and pound the old lady into the sheets. We are so like-minded, it's spooky. You're almost like my big brother I never had. Your brother must be proud of you and your brass balls and knees that refuse to kneel. I certainly am. Great job on your splendid property, gorgeous home, lovely wife, and adorable cubs. Our father has truly blessed you for leaving Hollyweird behind and having washed yourself in the blood of our Savior. Art, photography, and music are the greatest passions of my life, and they are what I like to share. In close, please find humble tokens of my appreciation. A piece of my acrylic abstract art, some beautiful music with a CD player to enjoy it with a nice photo I took at the park, some blank canvases for you and the Cubs to explore the wonder of creating art with, and a paint painted target for you to blast with your pellet rifle. I was going to send along a piece of fake square G paper, but opted for something round, real, and actually worth something. I would be honored to be remembered as Bluegrass Bear. God bless you and yours, Big Bear William. That's one of my favorite letters I've read in a long time. Bluegrass Bear is fucking awesome. He took this picture at a... Yeah, he just took this picture. He painted this. He sent me a lot of great tunes and an ability to play the tunes. Nobody is having more fun than we are, and you cannot beat the quality of the Bears. You just can't. I mean, I've been around a long time, and you can't beat the Bears. How dare you read nice letters? The guy sounds like a legend. Dude, legend. Legend. Overcome, maintained his joy, appreciates what he appreciates, expresses appreciation, loves his wife, crushes music, art. Meanwhile, people are like, they're coming for my guns. It's like, what have you done to stop it? Let's just review what my year was like. I only have three more percent, but check this out. So we took that. We built that fence. That was the original chicken coop that we made. And then me and my son made that. And then, of course, you have that. You can see the raised bed gardens that we're trying to put in. Me and my son filled it all with dirt. And now that's what it looks like. You know, that's what our yard used to look like. And it's just like, it's just like, just do it. Just make your world better. You know, I'm still worried about Y2K. Like, I'm still worried about Y2K. Like, every day I'm like, Y2K is going to hit us. It's been 19 years, so it means it's going to happen. You know, the bird flu freaks me out. Obviously, pig flu. You know, what's going on with Elian Gonzalez? I just, I don't get too rattled anymore. Welcome, Iron Shirt Bear. I'll just talk to you guys because the chat is so great now. BB Crushing Progression. Are they going to come for my swords? Right? I know, right? If at first you don't succeed, try again. Right. Brilliant, BB. Oh, thank you. It's like, as people just spiral endlessly about, hey, man, are you going to cover 5G? You're a coward, man. It's like, sorry, I'm busy making the world more beautiful. That's all we do. Ebola. Ebola will come and eat your dick. You know, Y2K is going to destroy everything. It's just, nothing matters. It's just, it's the end. It's, shut up. Don't get me wrong. I'm a conspiracy guy. Like, don't shut up about the real shit. Like, Federal Reserve. We shouldn't go to Iran. The hats are running the media into the ground. But, like, the obvious bullshit. No one can, there's more guns in America than people. We get our right to defend ourselves from God to us. They can't take it unless you give it up with fear. It's like a fact. How does people not see that? Savanye, yeah, acid rain is going to burn my pubes off. Acid rain is going to burn my pubes. All right, so I got to get out of here. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. That's our permanent home. YouTube is sketchy as shit. I took down all my own videos after YouTube gave me a warning and a strike in 24 hours. They just sent me another one because I was right. They were, dude, I don't think it's YouTube. It's the outside parties, ADL, SPLC, whatever the hell you want to call them. They're pressuring YouTube. I got a letter today from YouTube, an email from YouTube saying like that, you know, my apology to the Jews, which was, you know, irony, obviously, that it got taken down for hate speech. And they're like, we're not going to give you another strike because right now you're in a 7-day suspension. I could tell. I could read through the lines. I could tell that they're exhausted. I don't think YouTube hates me. I think they're pressured nonstop by these groups. And so when I saw that there were, like, if I didn't take down all my videos, I'd be banned. Right now, my channel would be deleted. So I burned my own fields. It's like you can't report a video that doesn't exist. So I will do the live streams here. As soon as I'm done, I will unlist it. So you can still have the link, Mike Maloney, you know, Bass Texan, like the guys, you know, Mountain Bear, Papa J Bear, all the guys that cut these up and do clips. You can still have the link, but it'll be unlisted. And then by tomorrow, it will only be on unauthorized and it will be gone from here completely. So subscribe to that. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. We have new aprons, new shirts, new hoodies. All proceeds go to me and Ryan, my neighbor. So it's a really good place, unlike Bono's charities that go to his sodomy addiction. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you'd like to send me a sleuth chat, which is any, you know, my channel obviously was demonetized months ago and I got kicked off PayPal, but I'm working on that. And then when the tour comes, please come. Hit those Rogans. Not that it really matters anymore. But be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow, guy. And from the bottom of my heart, thanks everybody who wrote to me. There were awesome letters tonight. You know, that single mom is crushing. You know, the bear that got through his parents crushing. So everyone's crushing. All right. Much love, everybody.